First of Chronicles, chapter 12. David's life went up and down, didn't it? And he had a number of periods in his life where he seemed an absolutely lost cause. When he was being chased by Saul, he himself was sure he was going to be killed one day by Saul. And then when he's here in Ziklag, he runs away, verse 1. These are those who came to David in Ziklag. Well, Ziklag was amongst the Philistines, and he'd gone over a desperate bit of political footwork, really, which was not the best idea. To go and live with the Philistines, his former enemies, pretending he was on their side. He was so frightened of Saul. Then later on, he's chased away by Absalom and various putches against him by his own sons, and Absalom gets the hearts of all Israel behind him, and so forth. And yet, all through that, David had some very unusually loyal friends. He had a lot of fickle people in his life, but he also had some people who really stuck with him through it all. And what I want to observe is that some of those people were his sworn enemies in the past. There was something about David that brought his worst enemies over to his side, and they stayed very loyal to him. Now, I just want to exemplify this. Verse 12, there he was in Ziklag, keeping himself there because of Saul the son of Kish. Why mention Saul the son of Kish? Why not say King Saul or whatever? I think it's reminding us that Saul was the son of Kish and was from a leading clan of Benjamin. And he was very into giving all the favours to his own people. The people who came to David in Ziklag, verse 12, were very good at slinging stones. They were of Saul's brothers of Benjamin. That's why it's emphasized Saul the son of Kish. There were people who were Saul's own brothers, Benjamites, who came over to David at the point when he was really a hopeless case. Now, at the end of chapter 11, 1 Chronicles 11, you've got more evidence of this. You have Joel, we're told, the brother of Nathan, verse 38 of chapter 11. And we're told in 2 Samuel 23:36 that he was of Zobah. Now, what was Zobah? Well, 2 Samuel 10, David fought against the Syrians in Zobah. So, one of the Syrians from the very area that he had fought against came to him. Likewise, the Gittites were very faithful to David all the way through, right up to his death. The Gittites literally are people from Gath. Well, that's where Goliath was from. And it was the men of Gath who later said, oh, we can't have David living here in Ziklag and coming out with us apparently on our side. He killed our own people. He killed our relatives. Yet the men of Gath, or some of the men of Gath, the sworn enemies, the absolute heartland of anti-David feeling. You know, they said, David, they used to sing about David, he killed 10,000 of us. Yet some of those Gittites, men of Gath, were his most loyal followers. Then verse 39 of 1 Chronicles 11, Zelek the Ammonite. Well, again, David fought against Ammon. And again, verse 39 of chapter 11, Nahari the Beerothite. He was from Beeroth, which again was part of Benjamin. And Benjamin was the favoured tribe of Saul. Saul was from Benjamin, and he was very nepotistic, sort of getting blessing for his own immediate family and tribe, as opposed to Judah, where David was from. So, of course, David looks forward to the Lord Jesus, and there's something in Jesus likewise that is able to do this. I think there was something very magnetic about David to those who perceived who he really was. Although he was not a great guy in a lot of ways, I mean, his behaviour with Bathsheba and Uriah was only part of it. There's quite a lot of things he does that were certainly unwise, if not plain wrong, and that reflected a kind of bloodlust. And yet also he had this extraordinary grace. He had an extraordinary grace to his enemies. You think of how he went out of his way to be kind to anyone who'd had anything to do with Saul when Saul dies. He was really very, very forgiving. and it's the same when others are killed. He goes out of his way to show that, look, I was not behind the murder of Amasa or whoever. I don't believe in this. I was absolutely forgiving and willing to accept him, etc. So it was that grace, that really genuine radical grace that shone through and that converted his worst enemies. And you think of another Benjamite, Saul, who later became Paul. Again, you see the power of the grace of Jesus in converting and persuading that man to change. Now, it is this radical change in human beings which is the biggest testimony to the power and reality of Jesus. That is the thing. Now, these days it's trendy to say, oh, have a look at this video, have a look at this media presentation about whatever, creation, about this, or archaeology. It's really wonderful. It really proves God or the Bible or Jesus or whatever. Well, sure, it may prop up our belief, but don't forget, the majority of people who've believed down the centuries didn't have all that. They didn't have that. Many of them didn't have the text of the Bible. They were illiterate, and copies of the Bible simply weren't around. And yet they were motivated to totally sacrifice themselves for the cause of Jesus. Why was this? Well, it's because of the witness of other people whose lives he has transformed. And you see this in type, obviously not quite to the same extent, but you see definitely something of it in the way that David was able to inspire absolute loyalty in some people, including his previous enemies. That is, to me, so significant. And Jesus, of course, to a far greater extent, inspires loyalty in us. Even though we live in a world, and at times it seems in a brotherhood, which is not fully committed to him, and indeed, in the case of the world, is quite openly against him. And we feel that we're supporting what in secular terms is a lost cause, is absolutely the unwise, not very smart decision. But he is real, and it is his grace and the transformation of other people by that grace which should inspire in us an absolute total loyalty to him, which you see a little bit in David in this extraordinary way that he had of converting his sworn hardest enemies to be absolutely loyal to him through thick and thin.